Okay, so let's run through a heart ignition exercise. Let's get our bodies comfortable, lying, sitting, standing on your head, whatever you wish. Probably doesn't matter too much. And let's be interested in our breathing. Let's be interested in what's going on in the mechanism of our breath, particularly around the diaphragm, which isn't so easy to get a sense of. But if you follow the movement in your abdomen, the compression and decompression that goes on through the breath, that will lead you to a sense of the cross structure of the flat diaphragmatic muscle and ligament. So just letting your breathing ease off and deepen will slow your sympathetic activity down, bring your autonomics into a balanced state, and as your breathing slows down, the heart's rhythm slows as well. The two are completely influential to each other. So when the diaphragm's tight and you're shallow breathing, the heart is probably revved up. When you're slow, deep breathing, the diaphragm is moving more slowly and more fully, and the heart seems to really like that. It's like it's said to massage the heart and to calm it down. So let's notice that. Where the diaphragm goes, the heart goes with it, because there is a very powerful ligamentous bond between the two. These two structures have the origins in the early embryonic development. And as your breath slows, let's be interested in the heart and its contractile quality, so the heart's beat. See if you can just listen in on how your heart is beating and how that feels to you. And what I want you to acknowledge is the enormous power and strength of the heart. It's something that starts beating in the 5th, 6th week of the embryonic period, and never stops throughout your whole life, only when you die. So this is a very strong, potent organ, to say the least. Let's spend half a minute just being with that quality. See if you can get a sense of the mass of the heart. A sense of the muscles here, the cardiac muscles, that's the mass of the heart. And the unique cells, unique muscle cells. And they're the thing that bring about the contraction. And within the heart, there are chambers. Perhaps you can get a sense of that too. These four chambers that have the valves. See if you get a sense of the internal space of the heart. And along with that sense will come a connection to blood, inevitably. Different qualities of blood, oxygenated, deoxygenated, maybe you can actually differentiate those on the left and right sides. What I want you to open up to is a sense of the potency within these four chambers. And I want you to be reflective, curious, quizzical about the resonance between these four chambers and the inner chambers of the brain, the ventricles. As we saw in the embryological sequence, the heart and brain go way, way back. Even though they're not next to each other now, they were in the beginning. I want you to notice the similarity in the qualities of potency in these heart chambers and the ventricles. They are different too, but there's a similar potency here. Perhaps a shared level of potency. And between the two, there is a nervous system connection through the autonomics. There is a powerful pace setter in the heart, the sinoatrial node, which you might well notice. It's quite a feature. So just noticing the movement of blood and the movement of electrical impulse, which mixes together to form the qualities of the heart, along with the cardiac muscle contractions. Let's stay with all of that for a minute or so. And just finally, let's be interested in the heart's circulation. Because as you come into relationship with the heart, you inevitably come into relationship with circulation of blood. The heart is just a kink within the vascular system. It's like a node. So being with the heart brings you into flow of blood through the whole body. And that brings you into a whole bodiness. Right through to the limbs, right through to the feet and the hands, to all parts of the system, every cell. So being in relationship with the heart brings you in relationship to the whole body and the cellular level. Let's stay with that just for one more minute. And slowly letting go of your intention around all of that, shifting your awareness to the space around you. And coming back into gross movement. Just letting it go.